They say everyone has a book inside them, and often that's where it should stay. I really can't help but be aghast that the author wants you to pay. But we're just a pair of absolute bookends, you don't want to be like us. So if you want to read, pick some quality literature, rather than this dross.
Hello! Welcome to Two Absolute Bookends, where we read books so bad you should burn them before reading. This is episode 30, and joining me in this horrific descent into madness for hopefully not much longer is Louis.
Hello.
Yeah, so, as is, I think we're going to be reading Sonic High School until we can't. Probably another three chapters going by our usual average. But let's see. I know that I want to keep knocking out as many as possible. That's one to take out of context.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so what happened last week? Oh,
so much.
So fucking much. So Sonic was trying to break into, I guess it was Vector's house, but he didn't know that at the time. And he had to get the deaf lunch lady to help. She just like wrecked the door like it was nothing. But then Sonic had to stick his head inside her vagina and scream to repay her. That was fine. Then they found that Charmy B had been killed and eaten by Vector, who switched the robots that tried to kill everyone last week, which he got from Al-Qaeda. But after headbutting his penis to the point of ejaculation and then throwing the toddler Knuckles Jr. into it, Sonic, with the help of Tails, who rescued him just in time, managed to take down Vector with his horrifically diseased balls, which petrified the crocodile, and he turned to dust. Then the next day they went back to high school. Sonic took Charmy B's skull to the to the theatre club, because why not, and threw the rest of his body in the trash. And yeah, then so happy that she was single again, Cream tracked down Tails and they had sex in a cupboard. It was horrible.
Uplifting.
Yeah, yeah. That pick your poison. Horrible or uplifting. But then he found a ring on his dong. And he was like, wait, this is Amy's bracelet. He brought this information to Sonic and he got mad and sad, ran around town, then broke into detention to confront Amy, saw her and Rouge there, like, starving to death. I don't know why. I don't know why
yeah.
They're not being fed in detention.
How long are they in there for as well?
Like 2 days.
Why? What is this? That sounds like a crime, not a detention.
Yes. You're definitely not allowed to lock your students in a room for like 2 full days and not feed them for using the wrong toilet. But anyway, this is Sonic High School World. And basically after realizing that things could never be the same again, Sonic decided to wake up the emaciated Amy. And that's where we're coming into chapter 20.
Yep.
Juicy Dangler.
Chapter 20 is called New Sonic. This one has an author's note, like a few of the other chapters.
Mm-hmm.
And it reads as follows. I am so happy because it is now summer now. Woohoo! I am done with school for this year, but here I come 8th grade. Also, I will be away on vacation next week, so I will not be able to write another chapter until after I am back from being on the vacation. Sorry.
Oh, man. Thankfully, this was far in the past, so it doesn't affect us.
Yeah. So anyway, Sonic High School, chapter 20. Wake up, said Sonic to Amy, as he kicked her a little on the ground, where she was lying.
Nice.
Looking like a dead woman. But she was not actually dead.
Phew.
Wake up. Amy opened her eyes and blinked and rubbed her eyes, and then she sat up a little. Sonic, she said in a voice like a person who was living poorly. Is that you? Amy looks so old and dead from being in detention. Fucking hell. It looked like she did not eat or drink at all in a week.
Why do they have a mini Auschwitz in their high school?
I don't know. Yes, it is. Now listen, said Sonic, angrily to Amy, who was still on the ground looking up while looking dying. Do you know where I found this? Sonic held out Amy's big gold bracelet from her hand that she was not wearing, so it must have been hers. What? Said Amy to Sonic, looking confused and tired. I know the feeling.
So confused, so tired of this shit.
That is mine. Where did you find that? Amy coughed and sounded like diseased African kids. I mean, you went for Auschwitz, went yeah. for African kids.
You know, pick your poison. There's a lot of starving that's happened around the world.
Wow, idiot. I just asked you that, said Sonic to Amy in an angry and annoyed way. So you are not going to tell me where this bracelet was? I don't know, said Amy to Sonic with a crackly sounding voice. It was up in Cream's vagina, that is where, said Sonic to Amy. Why was your jewelry in another girl's vagina? Screamed Sonic. I, said Amy, trying to say what she wanted in a response to Sonic.
I've just realised something, Louie. Mm. Do you remember way, way back when Sonic's fortune cookie said that, like, the path to glory was at the base of his friend's penis?
Oh, yeah.
I reckon it wasn't getting SBO laid after all, but it was finding the bracelet on Tails' penis.
Ah, shit, son.
I reckon that this is going to be like the big turning point in the story. And that it was a double bluff all along. This was the penis glory, Louis.
That foreshadowing, if true.
Yeah. I mean, probably not. It probably was about SBO. He's probably forgotten about that.
Say you are sorry to me, shouted Sonic at Amy. No, Sonic, I... said Amy in still a slow dying way like that.
Ugh.
God. Fuck you.
Dying people.
If you're not going to say you are sorry for cheating with me on another girl's vagina, then we are done, shouted Sonic, with all of his rage running out of his mouth like a train full of swords.
Ah, man, that's a rageful train.
Where are they going?
What do you mean?
It's the swords on a train. And who's paying?
Renaissance Fair?
Yeah, I like that. Yeah. Sonic also did not even notice he was crying, which was out of his eyes.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah. Sonic, don't, said Amy like a weakling. But before she could say the rest of her words, Sonic ran out of the detention room and shut the door behind him, so they were still in there, and he did not rescue them. Why did they not just open the door?
I guess it locks from the outside?
Right. Also, like, is there no one inside the detention room, like, guarding them?
Nah, well, I mean, they're inside a locked room, and there was a guard outside of it that Sonic Sonic punched in the neck.
I forgot about that.
It's best to forget about as much of this as possible.
Sonic ran fast as he could to his home and slammed the door behind him and screamed into his bed and cried and punched things and was just so emotional.
That is pretty emotional.
Sonic could not take all of this pain from being betrayed, spelt horrifically, by his girlfriend. The person he was one day going to go and get married to and have children with and live in a house with and be with together. Sonic knew it was not fair that this would happen, and that he also had the deadliest disease in the world and would end up dying before everyone else. He cut his wrists a little, but did not do it too much because it was dangerous, like they said at the presentation at school. So that they said, cut your wrists a little bit.
They said, be careful when cutting your wrists because it's dangerous.
Sonic cried so hard that he fell asleep. Is that a thing?
I don't know.
Maybe. Literally crying yourself to sleep. And then
I don't know.
Yeah.
I've never felt that much emotion. Or any emotion.
Except tiredness.
And gassiness.
Have you ever been so gassy that you fell asleep?
I tend to find that the opposite's true. That gassiness is one of the great wakeners.
Nice. And then he woke up a little while later and looked in the mirror at himself. He did not want to see him anymore, because that was all about him being ruined by other people, even when he was the nicest to everyone. Sonic reached into his drawers and pulled out a black hair dye. Sonic filled up the bathtub with this dye, and it looked like a portal to Evil World, and then took a bath in it. And when he came out, all of his fur was black. There was no blue on him anymore anywhere. He looked like Shadow, but only similar. Sonic looked into the mirror again, and now that he was not blue anymore... Oh, that, there was no and in that, so I just read that retiredly. Sonic looked into the mirror again now that he was not blue anymore. He did not say anything, but only looked at himself and looked angry. But not at himself, but at everyone else. What?
Man.
Deep.
Yeah. We already have a black hedgehog. We only need one.
This is emo Sonic now.
So Shadow is like criminal Sonic, and this is emo Sonic.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Getting deep in the Sonic lore.
Then, Sonic next jumped out of his bedroom window instead of going around and down and using the front door. It was bad. Like something Sonic Shadow would do. Sonic ran away to the tattoo store and looked at their tattoos. They were all gay. He did not see one that he wanted, but then he went to the tattoo man and threatened him until he let him into the secret back room of tattoos for free.
Is that how tattoos work?
I guess so.
I guess I'll bear that in mind if I ever want a tattoo.
Yeah, just threatening to get to the back room.
Yeah.
There were a lot of cool bad tattoos back in the back room, like one with guns and cigarettes and motorcycles and middle fingers and some...
Oh shit, not middle fingers!
Yeah. And some with also curse words on them. But
no! Think of the children!
But Sonic knew which one he wanted finally when he saw it. Sonic got Fuck Girls tattooed right across his chest because he was sick of being ruined by girls like Amy and Cream, who let Amy into her vagina, so it was the fault of her too. Sonic ran back home and waited for the next day, kicking and punching things the whole time like a badass.
Does he not think he might be overreacting a little bit?
Fuck girls.
Okay then, carry on.
It was now the next day of high school, and new Black Sonic went to school, looking like an angry black man instead of a nice blue man, like he was every other day. Blue, dabba deeba die.
Yeah, that was where I was going. You did it so I didn't have to. Good job.
Those nice blue men.
I was going to say so much nicer than those black men, then I realised what I was saying.
This was a new Sonic, and everyone better watch out because he is sick of the world. Shadow was walking in the hallway and he saw Sonic. Hey Sonic, said Shadow to Sonic, what is up with your new black fur? Don't talk to me, said Sonic in a voice darker than Shadow when he was committing crimes. He sounded so angry. What are you trying to copy off me now? Shadow laughed and smiled, saying this to Sonic. Sonic gave him one look, and, almost like being black, gave him powers. What? Is that trying
problem.
To latch onto the trope of, like... Wait, what? Is that...
Are you okay, Louis?
Almost like being black gave... Oh my god, I read that so wrong. I read
what,
it
What
as...
was happening in your head?
So in my head, it was saying, like... He gave... Sonic gave Shadow powers, almost like being black. I thought it was trying to play off the trope of, like, the magical black janitor in... You know that trope?
Yes.
I thought it was saying, like, almost like being black gave him powers. Like, he gave him powers almost like being a magical black janitor.
I have no idea how you managed to read it that way.
I'm broken.
Like, this is written so badly anyway, but you made it worse.
Yeah, so actually what it's saying is, almost like being black gave him powers, Sonic punched Shadow right in the mouth, on his face.
Oh, thank God. Not the other mouth.
And Shadow went flying.
You should never punch a guy in the other mouth.
and Shadow went flying across the room and hit the wall and was all bloody. Sonic kept walking like nothing happened at all, but other people were looking and were now becoming scared of the new Black Sonic. Sonic went to all of his classes, but he did not talk to anyone. Even Miss Lesson and other teachers looked afraid of Sonic, because he was now scary. Sonic did do some things, though, like shove a teenage idiot in his locker, and then punch a student who had autism for laughing at him.
No, okay, so, question. Did this student get autism because of laughing at him, or was he laughing at him because he had autism?
I like the first one. Sonic did not go to lunch, though. He just went outside where no one was and masturbated on his penis and thought about his angry feelings, which were like giant bees flying around on fire. Then Tails came outside. Oh, that's too much information. I thought Sonic was the one masturbating outside. Bazka.
Sonic. Oh, yeah. Angry wanking.
Yeah. That's apparently what Black Sonic's into.
Angry feelings, like giant bees.
On fire. We've all been there.
Man. Just with his rotting meatballs out as everything. It's a horrific thought.
Yeah. Like, they don't wear pants, do they? Or trousers, I should say, because I'm no. English.
Yeah, you piece of shit.
Dilette. Yeah, so they're just walking around flaccid, mainly.
Like, I think, like, I remember last week, there was a bit that mentioned Sonic, like, deploying his balls.
So they must be, like...
So I think they can, like, suck him up internal.
Nice.
You know, I think... You know, I mean, you gotta remember, Louis, that most animals do actually have, like, internal genitals that they have to, like, slip out of their sheaths.
Yeah, makes sense.
So, and I mean, like, humans and apes are kind of the weird ones here.
Mm-hmm.
So, stop hedgehog shaming him. Let him put his balls back into his sheath.
I don't want to Google hedgehog genitals, but
now
I'm
you
close.
Have to. We have to see how accurate Sonic High School is.
Sonic, I was looking for you, and I found you. Why are you not at lunch? Said Tails to Sonic, who was sitting on a curb thing. Not a curb, a curb thing.
Yeah, it's just like a curb. For sitting.
Why? Leave me alone, said Sonic to Tails, in the angry way like before. Are you mad? Said Tails to Sonic. I wonder if he's saying, like, are you angry, or... Like, are you mad?
He does look... I mean, he is sitting there, painted black, with his rotten dick and balls out. I mean, it's not the most sane look. And he does have fuck women tattooed across his chest.
I said leave me alone, shouted Sonic to Tails, and he threw a rock at him. Whoa. The rock missed Tails, and Tails went over to Sonic. No, Sonic, you're my best friend, said Tails to Sonic. Tell me what is wrong. Why are you black?
Triggered.
Sonic
implying looked... being black's wrong.
Sonic looked mad and frustrated, but let off a little and opened up to Tails like a book opening. Fine. That bitch Amy, who is not my girlfriend anymore, would not say sorry to me, so I broke up with her, said Sonic to Tails. But Sonic was not looking at Tails and was looking at the ground. Oh my god. Panic! Said Tails to Sonic. He was looking at Sonic, though. Nice.
Good?
No.
Okay.
I am over her. I am different now. I have learnt about the world, and I am not so stupid and happy like I used to be. I am black now. He's racially fluid.
Yeah, he's trans-black.
Sonic said to Tails, sounding still angry, even though he was talking to Tails. Oh, okay. Said Tails, sounding sad and disappointy.
Aww.
Disappointy.
I like roundy?
Yeah.
Cut this.
I just wanted to make sure you were okay. Espio was worried about you too. He also said Knuckles might fail out of high school because he is now a baby.
Never forget.
And he's having the hardest time doing his classes as a baby.
Why is he still going? He's a fucking baby.
I feel like Knuckles' baby needs his own spin-off. There's a lot going on there.
Yeah, he has his own problems, but the story's like totally moved away from him.
I'm a baby, why is no one making a bigger deal out of this?
This isn't normal. It only ever happened to Einstein that one time.
Yeah, and in the spin-off, there could be a flashback bit where it's like going back to Einstein's...
Killing his wife, his baby wife. It's like, but thankfully that was the past, and now we don't kill love babies.
He is having the hardest time doing his classes as a baby. I brought you a sandwich. Tails,
nice.
Yeah, nice.
Nobody brings me sandwiches.
Tails gave the sandwich to Sonic, and he ate it like a rhino chewing up a bag of humans.
That doesn't happen.
And when he finished the sandwich, the next period started, and Sonic and Tails went to the rest of their classes. Sonic then went home at the end of the day and lied down on his bed and looked up. Fuck everyone, thought Sonic, inside of his head, not saying it out loud. Fuck the world, I am going to die, no one cares about me. Sonic just lied and thought, and then did a workout to become big and strong. A whole workout.
Yeah, it's all it takes. You know, just do it for like an hour and a half.
Yeah.
Get hench.
Sonic sat down at the end of it, tired and sweaty, but now strong. What can I do? Thought Sonic. Wait, Amy and Rouge get out of detention tomorrow. So they do have an exit date. Why?
Deteniton.
Oh, Deteniton.
Deteniton.
But yeah, they do have a set time that they're in Deteniton.
Yeah.
So why
they're
is
just
it such
getting
a ridiculous?
To death.
Yeah. Like, I thought it was like a prison, like a horror jail cell that they can't leave. But it's no. It's like you have to stay in here. Your punishment for using the wrong toilets is like almost death.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, it's a new way of enforcing discipline in a school.
I like it. Let's see how it pays off.
Yeah.
Sonic looked at his body in front of him and then said, "I'm going to make that bitch pay."
Oh, man.
End of chapter.
Shit's gonna get all Columbine.
Okay. Evil and bad.
Wow, another author's note.
I know, right? We're getting spoiled. Spoiled, I say, Louis. Okay. Author's note. Wow, I am back. I see that I have earned some haters while I was away, leaving mean reviews. But just so you all know, this story is rated M and is for mature audiences only.
Wait, I thought... Am I thinking of a different thing? Oh, it says the story contains no graphic descriptions. I don't know.
Yeah, but that's the thing. It's described what Sonic has done, what people have done to their penises and vaginas, but it hasn't described the penises and vaginas.
I think it has on several occasions.
I think it has, yeah. Like when it was like two dogs walking away from lasagna last week. And I think another one was cold cut platter.
Yeah.
And we know that Sonic's balls are like spoiled meat. You are like spoiled meat, Sonic said to his balls. So yeah, like that's just not true, that line. You know, to begin with, I gave it the benefit of the doubt, but like 20 chapters later, no, it definitely does. This story is rated M and is for mature audiences only. Just because you do not get or understand adult material does not mean you should pass judgment on it. So keep on hating on haters, because I am going to finish this story because it is so popular. If you leave nice reviews, thank you.
Nice.
Exactly. Got to get in there. Talk to everyone. So, properly. Sonic woke up out of his bed and onto the floor and was still angry. Now Sonic was Black Sonic, and he had a tattoo. Sonic got ready for school by putting on scary things, like chains and spiky collars that made him look bad, and went to high school. Sonic went to his classes, but did not do what he was told to do in class. He did not talk to anyone, and instead, he went on the computer and looked up videos of cigarettes and knives.
What are these videos? Just a still of a cigarette on a table?
Yeah, just a lit cigarette in an ashtray, just sitting there, slowly burning down.
So bad.
And going out. And Sonic's just there, masturbating. Oh, it's so bad.
Do you reckon he has to go onto the dark web for that?
Probably. You can't be hosting shit like that. You know, just imagine. Think of what the children could do. I guess watch videos of cigarettes and knives, mostly. Sonic then arrived near the lunchroom, which is where they were having lunch, Sonic's friends. Okay.
Yes, that was one sentence.
Yeah. Sonic just looked in from outside while everyone was inside and no one was outside. Except for Sonic. But Sonic, oh, it says that anyway. Like an alive snowman that looks in your window on Christmas.
So terrifying.
Let's turn around, there's a snowman scraping at the window. Why does he even want to get in, Louis? He'd just melt. There's no life for him inside through the glass.
Yeah.
You know, it's a yearning that he can't ever have satisfied, because it'll be the death of him. But I mean, I guess snowmen always die in the spring anyway, so they live life, like, short and bright.
Haven't you seen the snowman? He can just get in the big freezer.
What? That doesn't happen in the snowman. He dies.
What? No. What? I know. They have, like, a big freezer in their house, and he gets in it at one point and, like, uses a pee bag for, like, or a bag of peas, also commonly known as a pee bag. No one in the house had, like, a bladder problem, but, yeah,
I don't think anyone's ever referred to them as a pee bag before.
Yeah, just going into Tesco's, like, where do you keep your...
Hello, love.
Where do you
Can you direct me
bags?
Towards the pee bags? I have a pressing need for them.
Clean up on... What aisle are we on? Yeah, so... Anyway, he uses, like, a bag of peas as a pillow, I think, to cool down.
This sounds like a hallucination.
No, it's when I also haven't... It's because he gets too close to the fire.
Then why does the snowman die?
But that's at the end.
He doesn't live in the freezer.
That's at the end.
Yeah, but I don't remember anything
else.
That's
the only bit you remember the snowman dying.
I only remember sad things. Otherwise, what's the point?
Well, he gets in the big fridge. That's all you need to know.
Why didn't he live there? He didn't have to die then. He had a family that'd look after him.
That'd be an interesting, like, a variant on that story where the snowman lives forever inside the freezer of
inside
the family.
Inside the freezer. Exactly. Could have had a whale of a time. But instead he decided to make, like, a noble sacrifice and just melt like a twat. Fucking snowman. No future planning. Anyway, paragraph 2? No, wait, 3. Still only halfway through 2. Fucking hell. Sonic saw Amy and Rouge looking still skinny, but now eating food in such a happy way. Sonic could hear them talking. Wow, I am so glad we are out of detention. Fucking hell, they spelt it right. Fuck me, said Amy to Rouge. Yes, thanks to Silver, we have been escaped from detention. I feel weird. Yeah. I don't know, I don't like it.
You went into that expecting it to be wrong.
Man, I can't get used to this. I miss detention. Anyway, said Rouge to Amy. It looked like Silver did the hero thing to do and saved Amy and Rouge from detention. And now they are out. So wait, their time wasn't up. They still had to be rescued. But no one in the school cares. Yeah. Okay. Sonic was not happy about it, though. Being black. Haggard bitches, said Sonic to the window next to the door that he was looking through into the lunchroom from outside.
That's great.
Yeah. Gotta stick a pin in that one for the next time I need to insult a woman to her face. Sonic saw Tails and Espio and all the other people go over to Amy and Rouge laughing and smiling that he hung out with before he turned black. You know what they say, Louis. and he got mad and sad and left. Yeah, you see, that's what they say.
Yeah.
Sonic walked by the lunchroom's food area, which was a different room but attached to the lunchroom, where there was a separate door that could get you into this part, where the food was made. Sonic walked by and looked in, and the lunch lady was there giving food to all the teenagers. And she saw Sonic and looked surprised at how he looked now with black fur and tattoo. But then she got over it and waved and smiled.
I like that.
I like that about the lunch lady.
Meanwhile, Tails is like, I'll have chips! Fucking hell.
Use your fucking ears, woman! That's what I like about her. She's unflappable. She'll just take a newly blacked-up hedgehog with a tattoo and not even worry about it.
Yeah, she's progressive.
Exactly. Sonic looked away and kept walking, and behind him the lunch lady looked sad and disappointed and worried.
She's just like a roller coaster of emotions.
I know, right? Like, she was surprised, then she was happy, now disappointed and worried. She didn't even get any sex thanking this time. Ugh, what a day. Sonic left the school completely, which is really bad and will get you in big trouble, and went to the Chinese restaurant. Sonic got some Chinese food and ate it, and with his food came a magical fortune cookie, where there was a piece of paper inside with a magical fortune on it that tells the future. Sonic opened the cookie and ate the cookie, but kept the paper, and it said, "You will not have any friends if you are black." Fucking woke. We do not endorse the views of Sonic High School in any way. I mean, I'd like to think that goes without saying, but I think it bears repeating. Sonic thought about what it said and wondered what it could mean. And what it could mean for him.
Well, it's like, pardon the pun, but it's pretty black and white.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not sure how many ways you can take that. Especially in the context of where you have just dyed your entire body black. You know, like, mm-hmm. I think with that added level of context, what the fuck else could it mean? Sonic thought about it, what it said, and wondered what it could mean, and what it could mean for him, because it was so mysterious always reading these cookies and their messages. So mysterious, Louis. After Sonic went back to school and missed one of his classes but went to the next one, but on the way into high school the hall man tried to stop Sonic, but Sonic punched him right in the face so hard that he almost died and got past him. So, did the hall man almost die and get past him, or did Sonic get past him because he almost died? I think the latter. Yeah. Sonic finished his school day. That he went to, and then went home and punched things, leaving holes in everything that showed he was stronger than everyone now. Sonic also looked at porn that was not like he usually did, now with things like Africans and dragons.
That's weak sauce.
Exactly. Call that a fetish, Sonic.
Stop looking at African dragons and then come talk to me.
Still weak. Sonic was becoming so scary. Even though he was very scary now, though, as Black Sonic, his balls were still the same and did not get cured. It always comes back to the balls. It became night in the world. Well, not the whole world. The part of it that Sonic was in. That's not how night works. But Sonic did not go to sleep like a normal person. In fact, when it got really dark out, Sonic got out of his room from the window and left. Because Sonic was black now, no one could see him in the dark unless you looked specifically hard just for Sonic. But who was going to do that? Harsh. But who would look for Sonic? Sonic left and went to a bad neighborhood and bought drugs like marijuana and ate some of them and kept the rest in his pocket. Interesting way of marijuana-ing.
Yeah.
Sonic had really changed now from being the one with the best morals to the ones with the worst. Like a seagull becoming angry because it would not get any breadcrumbs in the parking lot. Seagulls aren't about the breadcrumbs. I mean, a seagull would eat a breadcrumb, but it wouldn't be happy about it.
Yeah, like they aim for higher, like bigger things.
Yeah, higher yield food thievery, like just stealing a person's fish and chips. That happened to a friend of mine once.
Yeah. It happened. I think my dad, he was eating a sandwich and it just got picked up by a seagull. A sandwich. Yep. I like to imagine the seagull just like ate it like a sandwich.
What does that mean?
Like eat. Not
just gets picking his wings out. Just
yeah.
My favourite's the seagull that like shoplifts. He was fucking great.
What?
You ever see that, like a seagull that just like goes into a shop every day to get a pack of crisps and leaves?
Gotta make it the meal deal.
No, he wasn't worried about that. And then people were like to the shopkeeper, like, "Why don't you try and stop him?" It's like, "Nah, he just does it once a day."
He's a seagull.
So what? Exactly. What are you going to do? It's just a seagull.
Can't, like, put him in jail. I mean, you could.
I mean, yeah, but you know what the reoffending rates are like, and he'll just come out, like, trained up to do bigger crimes.
Yeah.
Like he'll start sneaking into, like, next he'll be, like, sneaking into sushi bars, like, just eating them straight off the table and flying out.
Why can't they all be, like, the Admiral Seagull?
I'm not well versed. Insurance?
Yeah, there's an advert for Admiral car insurance.
I believe so.
And it's got a seagull in it. And he's like sitting on a statue of the Admiral.
And
wait,
does he steal crisps?
Is it Admiral? Yeah, I think it is. I don't think it's Hastings. Because, is it? Because I see.
You don't drive, why do you know this?
Because you don't have to drive to watch adverts. I don't, like, turn off when there's something that I don't use advertised.
Why are you watching adverts? 2017!
Sometimes I watch TV, and you can't skip live television.
Why?
Don't know. When I go home, mainly.
Yeah. Sounds horrific.
Now that I'm thinking about it, I seem to remember him doing the old 0800-00-1066.
That'd be Hastings.
Yeah. Because I seem to remember him, like, doing the 0800-00 and then and then giving, like, a comical turn to the camera and going...
Looking straight at us.
Yeah.
Looking into our souls and leveraging a horrific battle for the sake of selling you car insurance.
I mean, of a seagull going, 1066... Giving you direct eye contact doesn't make you want to buy their car insurance, then I don't know what will.
It's fair. It's fair.
Anyway.
I like seagulls. Like, I find, you know that horrific screeching that seagulls make?
Mm-hmm.
I find it strangely relaxing. I don't know why.
Probably makes you think of being at a beach. Or like...
Yeah, but I don't, but the thing is, I don't need to think about being at the beach, because I usually am at the beach when I can hear that.
Not if you're fucking, like... Sometimes you can hear them... Just, it's like, hey, where's the sea again?
Well, I mean, like, we live, like, near the Thames, which they're kind of, like, playing fast and loose with the rules now.
Dillette? Location I mean, giving away.
I mean, I don't know if you know this, but on, like, our... It says that we're in London on our page.
Dillette?
Too much info.
Yeah, I get what you mean about the seagull noise, actually. Like, it's... A lot of people find it annoying. Like, actively annoying. But I don't.
It's like... I don't know, man. I'll just be, like, standing on the edge of a cliff and I'll hear that horrific sound. I'll be like, I'm by the sea. I'm happy.
What if they then go 1066?
Then I throw myself off the cliff. End it. I finally cracked. Anyway, that was a little bit of a digression. Sonic moved on from the bad neighbourhood to where he wanted to go next, Amy's house. Man, this can't end well. Sonic's brain was now being controlled by drugs. Can confirm that's how it works. You eat a bit of marijuana and then the drugs control you. And he was becoming even worse than when he was just black. Oh no. Black pass drugs is bad. Sonic went to Amy's window and looked in it and saw her sleeping on her bed like a DVD not being used.
What? Amazing.
Yeah, I'm not sure quite what that's supposed to mean.
I guess like something that's not moving.
I guess. Maybe, yeah.
I mean, the DVD not being used is not moving.
It's true. Maybe it's because, like, a DVD not being used is in, like, its little DVD case, and she's all wrapped up in a duvet.
That depends if you have a DVD case. I was picturing a bare DVD just
lying there.
Bare DVD. Nothing.
Get
on.
That smut. This is a family podcast, Louis.
DVD Rule 34. I bet that doesn't exist.
It will.
New tab.
I mean, Louis, I bet you don't even have to go Rule 34. You could definitely just find a video of a guy fucking the hole in a DVD.
Well, I have actually found something.
Of course you have. But why did you think you wouldn't, Louis?
Then Rule 34 wouldn't be Rule 34. Fuck this world.
I once saw anthropomorphized planes fucking each other. Anything goes on the internet, Louis.
Was it hot?
Not really. Didn't do much for me. I know, man. The planes look too much like anthropomorphized dolphins, which I wasn't all about.
You wanted those realistic planes.
Exactly. I basically just wanted to jerk off to a plane crashing into another plane.
Well, I did Google Plane Rule 34, and you're not wrong.
Unfortunately, I'm not.
There's a... Yeah. Oh, this is amazing. I'm going to show you this picture and you've got to share it on our Twitter.
Okay. What the fuck? What the actual fuck? Kill it.
Why is there so many plane pawns?
I don't know. Some people just like to imagine a massive jumbo slamming into them, Louis.
This is plane X tank pawn.
Ooh, nice crossover. I know that there's a big line in tank porn. There was that weird anime game where there were loads of tank girls, but it wasn't committed to the bit. Most of the time they were just anime girls that made references to, like, their mud flaps and other tank based puns. But then occasionally they'd, like, blow something up. What was that game? I still need to play it. Tank girl game. Well, Panzermadels. Tank dating simulator. Add to wish list. The T-34. It's not like I invaded Crimea or anything, babaka. I mean, this dating sim was basically made for me. I should buy it. How do you like my amphibious attachment, senpai, while in a bathing suit?
I wonder if anyone's ever jerked off to this airplane porn, or if it's, like, purely for the trolls. I mean,
despite whether it was made purely for the trolls, someone's definitely jerked off to it, even if just like for a challenge or fun.
Yeah, someone.
So many people.
So anyway.
Anyway.
That silence where you're looking at airplane porn. You have to look away.
Oh yeah. How did we get here from a DVD? His head filled up with anger, but it was in a way that he actually became kind of happy and angry, and laughed, like he wanted to do something bad to her. Sonic looked down at his tattoo. Oh no. That said,
but
fuck
to him,
girls.
It said,
it reminded
him.
I like how you pronounced it upside down as well.
Yeah.
Smart. Good. It reminded him of what she had done to him. Sonic was so evil that he punched through the window and ran fast right to Amy's bed. And she started to wake up a little from being in sleep mode. Yeah, like all good apps. Her eyes were just blinking a little, and she obviously could not see well at all, and especially could not see Sonic, because it was dark and he was now black. Which was like camouflage.
Camouflaged?
Yeah, sorry, how could I get that wrong? Camouflage. Sonic just grinned at her with an evil look, and just as she started to open her eyes and see his white eyes above her, he punched her right in the face. Amy was now in a lot of pain, but still confused and surprised and maybe thought she was nightmaring. Oh, I hate it when I'm nightmaring and someone punches me in the face. But no, it was real. A new Black Sonic on drugs was about to beat her all of her shit out of her. Fuck you, girl, he screamed, but still smiled and punched her more in the face until all of her teeth got knocked out. And she was like a grandma who could only eat pudding and not steak. Amy was now screaming and crying, but he stuck a thing in her mouth and she couldn't do anything. He was so mad and under the powers of marijuana that he looked at her and she looked so afraid and scared, but he was scared and... Sorry.
Getting carried away.
Getting overcome. I'm getting overcome with emotion from all the marijuana-based violence. And he looked at her and she looked so afraid and scared, but he was still smiling and angry. Sonic's black rage was coming out through his fists with violence. But all of a sudden, Amy kicked her foot up and hit Sonic right in the balls. Thank God, because the blankets were on it, were over Amy's foot as she did this, so she did not touch Sonic's ball disease. It still hurt him very much, though, and he fell off her bed and was in pain from being hit in the balls. That's reasonable. Which was the most powerful spot on a man? So it hurts the hardest because it is like the information superhighway of your body.
Yeah, I think that's accurate.
Yeah, no problem. That's 100% bookend approved. Bollocks, the personal superhighway. Sonic heard so much from this that it was like a hit to his brain. And all of the drugs fell off his brain. Sonic suddenly looked around him and saw he was in Amy's room. He ran over to the bed, kind of knowing what just happened, but wondering if it was a dream. Like Amy was thinking, but it was not. But it was not. It was not, Louis. Sonic was lying over Amy's body, and they were both perfectly still like a couple of candy canes.
What? I mean, yeah.
Okay. But one was sitting on an invisible bench.
What the
one was sitting on an invisible
okay,
bench.
Now it just got weird.
Like, you know, I wasn't happy about the candy canes, but I could accept it. But what's going on now? Their eyes were both so big as they... God fucking damn it, this sentence. Their eyes... Also, there is spelt wrong. Their eyes were both so big as the look at each other...
You can do it.
Both scared and shocked at what it was that was happening. Amy's mouth was all bloody and no teeth was in it, like a hole that went straight to China, but instead it was her boobs and then vagina. Okay? Sonic and Amy did not say anything either. Sonic suddenly looked sad and scared and got off her bed and backed away towards the side of the room and ran out of it. Sonic was feeling so many feelings, being scared and sad and shocked and surprised. He could feel little baby tears at the side of his eyes, like Jewish people being thrown up in the air at a bar mitzvah.
What? What's that got to do with feeling baby tears?
I don't know. I just don't know.
I guess Jewish people cry when they get thrown up in the air.
Or maybe he's crying upwards.
Cry up, stupid.
Yeah. Jeez. He ran and ran as fast as he could straight down the road. He ran out of the town and through the forest like a deer that could use a car and to the edge of the forest where there was a giant cliff. I'm just going to keep reading. Sonic ran off the edge of the cliff in order to die.
Chapter 21.
Evil and bad, done.
Nice.
Saddest day ever, next.
Chapter 22. The saddest day ever. We are gathered here today to put Sonic into the ground, said the funeral man. Sonic died. The other day, a security camera in the woods saw Sonic run off a cliff and he fell all the way down and hit the ground at the bottom next to the river. His body got so messed up, he is dead for sure. A touching eulogy there.
Yeah, I mean, it's descriptive.
That is what I've heard is the key thing. The start of your eulogy is to repeat that the person has died. Like, it's very important.
I mean, you have to be sure.
You have to make everyone clear that this person has died, and that's why we're doing this.
I mean, you don't want to bury a living person again.
Everyone was at the funeral place, which they decided to put in the garden of the school, so they could bury, as in, like, the thing you eat, so they could bury Sonic at high school, which is where he spent most of his time as a teen. All of Sonic's friends who were there were attending his funeral. Yeah. Tails was right and front, and was crying. And next to him was Amy, who was crying the most. She was hugging Sonic's mum, with her face in her boobs, who was crying too, but not so loud, like a honking horn on a bike that she was not squeezing too hard. Everyone was so sad because Sonic is now dead. There was also Rouge and Cream, who were wearing a big ring with a really big shiny white dew in it.
Okay. Is that allowed?
Yes.
Is that kosher, Louis?
And they were also crying because they are women, and they cannot control their emotions. Knuckles and Knuckles Jr. were there. And being held and crying in a baby way. Fucking hell. How dare they?
That baby way cry.
And there was Silver, who was crying a little, and even Espio too was crying a little bit at the funeral, where they all were. Miss Lesson was there, and she was crying, which made her look uglier. And the lunch lady was there too, and even though she was very big and strong, she cried too because Sonic is dead. We get it. People are crying. Sonic's dead. It's the fucking longest paragraph ever.
It's pretty big.
I was going to say, is it going to go through every fucking character? Yes, it is. Sonic's Chinese doctor was there too, also. He did not cry because he's... He did not cry because his eyes were too small to let them tears out.
I hear it's a problem in the far-off lands of the Orient.
Charmy and Vector was not at Sonic's funeral because they are dead now. That's fair. Blaze the cat was not there because no one liked her and no one invited her. And also, I don't think she's been referenced in this book at all, maybe once, so...
No. No, and is Blaze... I mean, they mentioned Big the Cat before. But not Blaze the Cat.
Yeah.
Is that even a thing? Did he mean to write Big?
Blaze the Cat. Yeah, Blaze the Cat is a character, but I don't think it's one we've seen at all.
Definitely not. Definitely not.
So interesting that it's been thrown in there.
I mean, I guess it gels with the fact that nobody likes her or does anything with
her. Yeah, I guess so.
But also kind of irrelevant.
Amy looked at Rouge and said to Rouge, "Rouge, where is Shadow? He said he was going to come to Sonic's funeral. He is not here."
He's so bad.
Amy sounded weird and sad, and she did not have any teeth, so all of her words came out so idiotly. It was like she was a ghost who could not speak a language that humans could understand. She usually did not talk now, but she did not teeth, because Sonic punched them out of her mouth and into space before he killed himself.
That wasn't mentioned last time.
But he did.
Him punching the teeth into space. What is this retcon here?
I don't know. Is it that he could be late, that he's not here? Said Rouge back to Amy in a sad way. They were right. Shadow was not here. Shadow was dark, but even he was not dark enough to not go to Sonic's funeral. So why was...
Funreal.
Funreal, yeah. I guess that's quite a nice way of thinking of a funeral. It's a reel of fun things of that person.
Wrong type of reel, though.
Too real. So why...
Fun it up.
So why was it that he was not? Tails, said Amy. Now,
triggered.
Now it's Tails instead of Rouge, who was on the other side of her, more towards the middle of it. Where is Shadow? Shadow is not here. Tails looks really sad and crying some. And everyone thought he is going to kill himself in the few days because he is so sad and his best friend is now his dead friend.
I hate it when my friends are now dead friends.
Still friends.
They don't do much. I mean, yeah, you can't get away that easily.
I do not know, and it is pissing me off. I should send a robot to kill him, said Tails, sounding mad and sad. Emmy made a sad and disappointing face and said, High school drama is so crazy.
Committing to it.
Yep. Then the funeral man went back to the front like a like a standing racehorse going to the front. And so is he doing that weird, like, trotting on the spot that they do?
He's just doing a bit of impromptu funeral dressage.
And they're trying to get him into the docks or whatever. And
it's like, go back into the paddock. Come on.
Hello, family and friends and teenagers. We are now going... yeah, classic opener. Not yep. Ladies and gentlemen. Family and friends and teenagers. You've got to fall into one
cover
of those.
Cover all the bases. Yeah. Exactly.
We are now...
inclusive.
I mean, technically, you could have family, and it would include everyone, because everyone is part of a family.
That'd be gay.
We're now going to talk about why we love Sonic so much, and we miss him. Everyone, please come up and say a nice thing about Sonic so we can remember him before we put him down. Wait. I don't think he's...
phrasing?
Yeah. Tails got up first and went to the spot where he was and said... Sonic was my best friend. He was the coolest and fastest, and he always knew what to do when we were bored and wanted to have fun. We lived in different houses, but it is like we did not, because we saw each other on the bus. I miss Sonic.
Yeah.
Tails started to cry more, and everyone thought that was sad, and Tails went back. Then Amy and Sonic's mum both did not go because they were... well, that was a twist, like mid-sentence twist. I thought they were going to go up, but they did not.
Yeah. It led you in, then it subverted your expectations.
Nice. Then
gave you the old switcheroo.
Then Amy and Sonic's mum both did not go because they were both crying too much, and Amy was embarrassed of her no teeth at all. Then got up Rouge, who was holding Knuckles and Knuckles Jr. like a sexy pelican carrying two watermelons in its mouth. That is sexy. Is this pelican sexy because it's carrying two watermelons in its mouth? Or is it a sexy pelican who happens to be carrying two watermelons in its mouth?
Yeah, is it like anthropomorphized?
Like, without the watermelons, sexy pelican. It's still a sexy pelican.
Exactly. You know, I'd still fuck that pelican, like, with or without the watermelons, but it does also have two watermelons in its mouth.
Or is it a pelican that's not particularly sexy? But then it has two watermelons in its mouth, and you're like, it's like the Drake meme. Pelican without two watermelons in mouth, but then pelican with...
Is there a picture of that?
What, that exact meme that I just described?
Pelican with two watermelons in its mouth.
This has never been Googled before.
That does not appear to be a thing. Oh, man.
Why? That's going to make the meme creating harder.
It will, because I'll have to find a pelican.
There is a picture of a man holding two watermelons looking extremely happy. I mean, there'll always be that, and it's Steven Seagal.
Thank God.
Or, yeah.
God damn, you love two watermelons.
You've never been that happy.
Not in my life. I wish I knew how to be that happy. I think it'd take more than watermelon for me.
Maybe
though.
Ducks.
Yeah. That would be my face if I was just like holding a duck in each hand. That look of contented bliss.
The ducks like looking terrified off to the side.
They're both just looking at each other. It's like their little legs are like going 10 to the dozen. Just like, he's let us down. He's going to rape us.
You're just so happy.
Just like, all of my life has led up to this moment. Working towards the double duck.
I love the name of that file. Steven Seagal Belarus Carrot Watermelon.jpg. Where's the carrots?
Off screen.
I came here for the carrot watermelon. Is carrot watermelon a type of watermelon?
I don't know. That was my guess, but I'm not a connoisseur of the watermelon.
Hmm.
I know little of it.
There is an alligator that is, or a watermelon that's been carved into an alligator's head. Sort of a callback to last week.
Yeah, I've come across that alligator watermelon head before. In my trips around the internet.
Why?
I don't know how. Yeah. I don't know why that's a thing I've seen before, but I have seen that before.
Yeah, you know what? Now you say it, I think I have as well. It must have been a popular image at one point. Like, look at this cool thing that someone did.
It was probably
top on Imgur or something.
Like you're saying, just in one of those bullshit clickbait articles at the bottom of some website.
Yeah, like, wow.
And that was the thumbnail because it looks cool.
Anyway, back.
A little off topic. Sexy pelican.
Okay, got it.
You've gone sexy pelican blind.
Like a sexy pelican carrying two watermelons in its mouth. I'm going to miss Sonic so much, said Rouge. He was such a cool and nice guy with the best morals, and everyone knew his penis was bigger than everyone else's. Rouge was so sex-thinking, but it was okay, because it is all about saying good things about the dead person at a funeral, and everyone nodded away because it was. Mm. I just like that image of, like, her going, everyone, his penis was bigger than everyone else's, and everyone, like, even Mrs. Lester.
Yeah,
like,
everyone. Yep. It's true. Mm-hmm. What about Vector, though? Like, he was so hung that Sonic couldn't go underneath him without giving his Jolly Roger a headbutt.
And also, it does sort of make you question the whole internal genital conclusion we came to.
Why?
Well, if it's that big.
You know that horses have genital internal genital pouches too.
No, I did not.
You know, the most...
You say that as if
the
I
most
should.
Famously hung animals. You should.
The most famously hung animal. That's brilliant.
I mean, I'm not wrong. I'm not backing down on that.
I'm not doubting your knowledge of horse genitalia.
Good. Because you'd lose.
You've already lost.
Lost everything.
Anyway, Knuckles said, I'm a baby now. But I've...
Thanks, Knuckles. Yes.
But I've always been Sonic's friend, and I miss him, and want to thank care of him for taking care of me as a baby and helping me with my schoolwork as a baby now.
And taking pictures of me while I kissed my son. Brother. Baby.
That was for the nighttime tingly times, or something like that. And then Knuckles Jr. said, I only knew Sonic for a few weeks because he is the coolest guy I've ever known. But he is the coolest guy I've ever known. He was so fast and smart and good at everything. I wish he didn't kill himself. Then Espio went up and said some more sad things. And so did Cream and Silver and the rest of everyone, like a conga line of being sad. That is a funeral.
Yeah, I think more funerals should have actual conga lines.
Of being sad. The lunch lady said that she will always miss Sonic, and that he was a nice boy, and that she wanted to take him and his friends to see Asia. And Sonic's doctor said that it might not be so bad that Sonic died, because now his ball disease has been neutralized. This guy can't turn off work.
Exactly. Just there at a funeral, probably for the best.
Medically speaking, this is a good thing.
This death is medically approved.
Yeah.
Possibly saved the world.
By the time that everyone was done saying things about Sonic, they were all so tired from crying and hungry that they needed to stop and have some food. They had caramel because Sonic really liked it after that time he had it on vacation, and they had soda because it always made them smile. Oh, soda.
Never change, soda. You always bring a smile to my lips on a sad, rainy day. Soda.
Soda makes bubbles.
The only thing I live for. Bubbly.
Soda makes bubbles.
And beautiful.
Soda makes bubbles, and it is cool. Because how do they do it?
Oh, you've got such secrets, Soda. I don't even want to know. Mystery is what makes me happy.
But still, even after...
Cool soda.
But still, even after they did all this, Shadow was not here. And some people thought that was rude. And Tails was about ready to find him and cut his homo throat. Shadow is still not here, said Tails, just out loud to everyone and not really anyone. What the heck?
What the heck indeed. I need a soda.
Okay, said the funeral man. Stop eating. We are going... We are gonna put Sonic in the ground forever. Everyone started to yelp and cry because that meant Sonic would never come back. Because you would get so tired of digging him up that you would quit even if he was alive. Everyone went back to the sitting zone and sat in chairs, and the funeral man and his dead person workers. So back to this whole thing. Are they dead people that are workers, or are they workers of the dead people?
We'll never know. We'll never know.
Whatever they are, they picked up the coffin. Coffin with a K. Yep. Like it was only a cotton candy suitcase. And lifted it over the big hole in the ground they made for Sonbic. Ah, that off-brand version of pen.
Yeah, like Chinese knockoff brand Sonbic, the echidna. Oh no, wait, the knuckle. Yeah, that's fine. It's fine. I was gonna say Knuckles is an echidna, but that's fine. He's not a Sonbic. Still gotta do the brand mixeroo though.
Anyway, okay. What? What did you just say? Like, what's all this?
What?
Knuckles,
Knuckles is an echidna. It's a type of animal, Louis. You know, those things that run around outside your house?
No, I've never heard of an
Not
echidna.
Not echidnas, though. Echidnas don't live in the UK.
Okay.
Imagine another spiky animal. Imagine, like, a foreign hedgehog.
Okay. Stealing our jobs. I mean, it's... Stealing our hedgehog jobs.
Yeah, I mean, well, they're not very good at it, you know. They get run over and they fall in ponds and they can't get out.
Classic.
So, you know, I mean, I bet they don't even want to work anymore, getting these foreign echidnas.
Okay, here he goes, said the funeral man, and they dropped the coffin into the hole and it made a loud sound. So they're not even lowering in, just...
Yeah, just kick it in. Just get the fuck in there.
No, wait, said a voice from the back. And, would you guess it, it was Shadow, who was now here, at the funeral, finally here after it was almost done. And then he said, I have to say something about I have to say something about my friend before you cover him with the dirt. Shadow walked up to the front and Tails reached out, punched him right in the balls as he was walking by, and it put Shadow's balls out of business.
It's quite a nutshot.
Don't be late. Why are you late? This is so mean to Sonic and everyone, said Tails, screamingly. Shadow was going backwards in pain because his balls felt like two apples getting eaten by birds.
Ooh.
Ow.
That's like a death by a thousand cuts, that is.
Ow, I'm sorry. Listen, I have a reason. Just listen, said Shadow, back in pain to Tails. Everyone pretty much agreed with Tails on punching Shadow to show some respect.
To show how to respect.
That is less make sense.
It does make far less sense indeed, but that's what's there.
But Silver said that he should listen to people before doing something, and the lunch lady said that sometimes you should just be nice instead of being mean, and people will learn the lesson anyway. So even though Tails is the smartest sometimes, he gets a little crazy. And other people can teach him things that he did not know. But he is still the smartest.
Born to get that in there.
Shadow finished being in super ball pain, and went to the speaking area and said, Listen everyone, Sonic, who died, has always been my friend. I may be a dark guy, and I may disagree with Sonic sometimes, but he is always my friend, and I miss him...
Disargue
with Sonic sometimes, but... He is always my friend, and I miss him so much, even though it has only been a few days since he jumped off the big cliff and messed up his body to death. But I have something I think everyone will all like. Shadow took out a bag that looked glowing from behind. No. What? Where did I get that? Shadow took out a bag that looked glowing from it. I spent my whole life collecting the Ultra Chaos Emeralds, and these are them. What they do is grant you one wish when you use them, and then you have to go hide them before you die, and after 100 years, someone else can find them and use them. Well, it is time that they are used once again. Shadow held the bag of them up in the air and said, Ultra Chaos Emeralds, I call up the gods and use you to bring the powers down and give them to me, to grant my wish. I wish, and he did a dramatic stop. and everyone looked shocked and amazed and surprised at what he was going to wish for. What would Shadow wish for? Is it going to be for a lot of money? Shadow...
Well, that's what I'd wish for.
Shadow raised his face up. I wish to bring Sonic back to healthy life. The bag glowed really hard, and everyone was making a big deal and talking and going around. The funeral man and his people got up Sonic's coffin out of the hole and put it back in front of everyone. The funeral man used his tool to open the coffin, and there was Sonic. He talked to him, shook him, and checked for a heartbeat, but...
A hard beat. It's like, just not picking up anything. This tune sucks.
But, no. Fairy tales are not real. And Sonic was dead.
No!
That truly is the saddest day ever.
Loy, make it stop. Bring me a soda.
Take it back.
Delicious soda.
So, if that was chapters 20 to 23, 22 even.
Yeah, get it fucking right. If you're going to be doing the big proclamations,
well,
Louis.
To be fair, it was 2:23. So fuck you. And fuck girls.
I was so glad that he didn't rape her.
Yeah.
Especially after he looked down at his t-shirt that said fuck girls and got an idea. Because then she also would have died from his ball apocalypse. That would have been a bad rape. So, we're getting close, Louis.
Yep.
2 more weeks, probably. I mean, I'd like to do all 3 next week, but they're fucking long, so I don't expect that.
Yeah, the last chapter is pretty much 3 chapters in one in terms of length. But what we do have next week is a chapter that includes a song.
Yeah.
So that should be fun.
I mean, what else is going to happen in 3 chapters? That's what I'm wondering.
Yeah, is Sonic actually dead? I mean, it seems like it, but I don't know with this book.
Yeah, like after that big Super Chaos Emerald switcheroo right at the end there of them doing shit.
Maybe he'll be rebirthed.
That was like their chance.
As another baby.
As another Einstein love baby. It's possible. So, did Shadow actually kill his mum? Did that actually happen or not? It seems like it didn't, because it hasn't been addressed for like 20 chapters.
Yeah, I'm not sure what relevance it had in terms of the plot, like even at the time.
Yeah, just even mentioning it in passing as a thing. And we haven't seen Eggman since the ruin to the prom.
Yeah, like, you'd think, like, he's the main...
antagonist.
In the story, in, like, the Sonic universe, right?
And he's done nothing. Yeah. I mean, Osama bin Laden has had more of an impact on the plot, even if he hasn't turned up in person.
Yet.
there's still 3 chapters left. I hope Osama bin Laden turns up and gets crowned like prom queen.
What prom king is Saddam Hussein?
And Eggman's there putting on her tiara.
Her?
Yeah, I'm just gonna go with her still. Yeah, man, don't you know that Osama bin Laden identifies as a woman? You pig. He is brave and stunning. Is there any other, like, what plots have even been left open? I mean, I guess we could find out what was actually going on between Cream and Amy. Because we don't actually know.
Yeah.
We just have Sonic's and Tails' assumption that that her bracelet got in there from like, prostitute hand times.
Yeah, so, I guess it's just sort of assumed that is what happened, but it's never confirmed.
Like, you know, she could have just been like, Cream, I'm going into detention. Quick, put my bracelet in your vagina. You know? Happens. Could be any reason, really.
Yeah, it doesn't have to make sense.
Especially not in this book. So it could turn out that Sonic went dark and died for nothing. I mean, will Knuckles finish high school? Probably not. He's a baby.
As he keeps mentioning.
As it won't let us forget.
So yeah, that's that.
Yeah, that's been Sonic High School for this week. You know, we're getting close, guys. We're going to do it, and soon we'll be back on the ITF Tranquility. Yeah, we're... Like, I mean, it makes a lot of sense compared to this. It has an actual plot compared to this. But, yeah. Anyway, this has been episode 30 of Two Absolute Bookends. Follow us on social media, and next week we'll be reading chapters 23 and 24 of Sonic High School. Do join us if you have serious mental problems. Goodbye.